Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I am completely delighted to give you meditation instruction. Today we're going to sit together for 10 minutes. We're going to start now, pretty much. So please take your seat and begin to get settled. You can sit on a cushion on the floor, and if you do, please sit with your legs crossed loosely in front of you. But it is excellent to sit in a chair. No special points for sitting on the floor. And if you do sit in a chair, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And as you get settled, I want to briefly answer two questions that I got in an email yesterday. And the email went like this. And because, by the way, I'm answering these particular ones because I think probably a lot of people share these questions. The first question, the person said, "Hi." Very nice to have a nice greeting there. "Hi. I've just started meditating with you, and I wonder, why can't I lie on the floor, and why do I have to keep my eyes open?" So first, I just want to say, you can do whatever you want. I'm not trying to boss you around or make you do something that I think is the way it ought to be done. So you can do whatever you want. That said, I've been practicing for close to 2 decades, and I was trained very carefully to teach meditation. And so what? I've been meditating for whatever period of time, doesn't matter. This practice has been done for more than 2,500 years, and it has been practiced by countless individuals, and it has been taught by countless individuals, and refined and honed to the point where pretty much every detail is meaningful. That said, the most meaningful thing is to make a personal connection to the practice. But following the form seems to enable that more readily. So why can't I lie on the ground? Well, you know, one way of answering that is to say that, according to ancient wisdom, when you sit up straight, energy flows more freely, and there's a heightened sense of power and vitality in the body that is potent and useful, and that sort of seems to dissipate when you lie down or slump. Also, I would say it's good to sit up as opposed to lie down, because sitting up rouses the quality of crispness, crisp, C-R-I-S-P, crispness, and precision and commitment. It's hard to feel a sense of commitment and precision when you're lying down, no matter how ardently you are lying down. Sitting up straight is kind of like a declaration, like, let's go, I'm ready. And it feels crisp. And for most of us, that's a good quality to cultivate, because our minds can be speedy or mushy or unclear or confused. And just in your body, when you rouse the sense of crisp, it has impact on your mind. So that's one way of answering this first question, why can't I lie down? The second question, why do I have to keep my eyes open? Again, you can do whatever you want. But as I have mentioned, because this is probably the most common question I ever get about meditation practice, this particular style, there are eyes closed practices and there are eyes open practices, and they both are completely valid. This happens to be an eyes open practice, and they rouse different qualities. When you practice with your eyes closed, there can be a sense of withdrawing and retreating, which is sometimes just fine, great. But when you open your eyes, you have to come back. And when you practice with your eyes open, you don't have to come back because you never went anywhere. And it's easier to bring the mind of meditation with you into your life. And when you sit with your eyes closed, there can be a sense that your peaceful mind stays on the cushion, and it's much better if you can bring it with you, which is actually the point of the practice. And people say, what's so much easier for me when I can sit practice with my eyes closed? Well, easier to do what? Easier to follow your breath? Easier to feel peaceful? Maybe. But if every time you go out into the world and you encounter stress, you have to close your eyes to sort of refine your balance, you know, that's, first, it might look kind of odd, and then it could be dangerous, and it's just not very practical. But if we can cultivate the ability to be relaxed and responsive and flexible and open with our eyes open, Well, this, of course, has tremendous practical implication. And finally, I would say about the eyes open, you know, when we practice with our eyes closed, one thing seems to happen for many of us, and that thing is that we fall asleep. And the reason for that is we're tired. We are very tired. So it's, you sit down and your eyes closed, it's easy to nod off. But it also sort of rouses more readily the quality of sleepiness than it does the quality of wakefulness. And this is a practice of wakefulness, of being right here, turned on, alert, genuine, present, open, and so on. And it's hard to be those things when your eyes are closed. So when we sit with our eyes open to close, we are cultivating the ability to be present in our world exactly as it is and at ease, as opposed to having to go somewhere, find ease, leave it there, and come back and try to ward off anything that's going to disturb that peace. So your ability to be peaceful is much bigger than that, more powerful, more profound, more flexible, more trustworthy. You can have faith in it. So when we practice with our eyes open, we are sort of asserting that faith in our ability to be peaceful in all situations. So I hope that's useful. And without further ado, let's begin our practice for today. So please begin your practice by forgetting everything I just said. Irrelevant. We're just going to all start over again and begin our practice by relaxing our bodies, by giving our weight to the cushion or chair, and relaxing our minds by releasing all ideas about meditation, about ourselves, and about our lives. What the hell? Just let it all go. The hands are palms down, just above the knees. The back is strong, the front body is soft. The mouth is closed. Why? Because you don't have to say anything, which is great, so great to not have to say anything. So let all the muscles of speech relax. And let yourself fall still. Breath comes in and out through the nose, and it's natural, meaning there's no technique for breathing. We all pretty much know how to do it. The eyes remain open, and the gaze is cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front. And it doesn't matter what's in that spot, because you don't have to stare at it. In fact, as your eyes are resting on that spot, let everything in the visual field in without moving the eyes around. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit. Now the sit bones root down. Feel your breath. Feel the inhale and how your body sort of expands to take in air, and feel the exhale, how it sort of contracts to release breath. feel your body breathing. Thoughts will keep happening, no problem. However, if you notice that you become absorbed in thought rather than breath, no problem. Just let go gently. In other words, don't push or chop. Just let go of your thought and gently come back to your breath, meaning simply and without, you know, you should be breathing, you know, you are distracted. If that arises, let that go too and simply come back to breath and begin again. And that is all there is to it. Thank you so much for your practice.